Have you ever wondered what an MFM is? Did you know that that stands for maternal fetal medicine? Did you know that that's also a high-risk pregnancy doctor? Join me to learn more about what a maternal fetal medicine specialist is and what they do. I'm Dr. Lexi, a board-certified OBGYN and maternal fetal medicine specialist, which basically means a high-risk pregnancy doctor. And today I'm here to explain to you what a maternal fetal medicine specialist is. So MFM is what we sometimes call a maternal fetal medicine specialist because it's easier to say that. It's a kind of a mouthful to say maternal fetal medicine each time. And what a maternal fetal medicine specialist is it is someone who has gone through residency for OBGYN, and that is 4 years. And then after that, there's something called a fellowship. And that's 3 more years of training to become a maternal fetal medicine specialist. So now that you kind of know what it is that we have to do to be trained in maternal fetal medicine, as far as like how we have to get here through OBGYN, the next question probably is, what is it that a maternal fetal medicine specialist does that is different to an OBGYN? So every maternal fetal medicine specialist is also board certified in OBGYN. So ultimately, if you are going to be a maternal fetal medicine specialist, you have to start and go through the route of an OBGYN. So the best way I kind of explain it to people is kind of like if you see a cardiologist or a pulmonologist, they had to go through typically internal medicine first as the general thing, and then do some more subspecialization as a cardiologist or as a pulmonologist for training. That's kind of like us. We have to go through OBGYN first and then thereafter go to maternal fetal medicine. So I keep mentioning something called board certified, and there are these tests that we have to take along the way to show that we have certain skills and certain knowledge to be what's called board certified. So that's something that you can always talk to your doctor about and ask them if they are board certified. It's usually on their website too if it's something that you're interested in, just for knowledge base. And a little bit more too about what is it that a maternal fetal medicine specialist does. So if you see an OBGYN or an OBGYN provider during a pregnancy, and there's something that's going on with either you or the pregnancy, they might send you to a maternal fetal medicine specialist. And so let's say, for example, something's going on with you. You have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have sickle cell disease. Something like that, they might send you over to a maternal fetal medicine specialist to help them manage your medical condition during your pregnancy. Another thing that might happen is, what if there's something going on with the pregnancy itself? What if you have a placenta previa? What if your baby is too big or too small? Those are things that sometimes, as a maternal fetal medicine specialist, that we will see and we will help guide the OBGYN as far as management goes. Tons of different topics for that. Those are just a couple of examples. And if you live in sometimes larger cities, smaller cities, different parts of the United States, what can happen sometimes is that if you get referred to a maternal fetal medicine specialist, they might assume your care. So one thing you might want to know is asking your OBGYN provider, hey, when I go see this maternal fetal medicine specialist, am I going for a consult there, or am I going to possibly transfer my care to them? So that's something that you can ask them as well. The final thing I kind of want to mention about maternal fetal medicine is that oftentimes when you see a maternal fetal medicine specialist, it is to have an ultrasound performed. So that's something extra that we do in those 3 years of training after OBGYN is learning a lot about fetal ultrasound. So oftentimes in certain cities, you might see a maternal fetal medicine specialist solely for ultrasounds at certain times during your pregnancy. So although maternal fetal medicine is a sub-specialized field, we do a lot of different things, and depending on what part of the US you're living in, you might see a maternal fetal medicine specialist playing different roles. So it's nice to be able to talk to your OB provider about what role a maternal fetal medicine specialist may play specifically for you. The next thing I wanted to open up to you guys, if you're interested, is why is it that I became a maternal fetal medicine specialist? Well, I became a doctor originally because two main reasons. Number one, my mother was born with a congenital defect of her hip. And so since birth, she has had hip issues. That ultimately led her to undergoing many surgeries when she was younger, and thankfully she had two pregnancies that went well, me and my sister. It was interesting though, as I grew up in medicine, not at home, but once I got into medical school, hearing individuals that had that similar problem as my mom. And my mom grew up in a very, very small town. When I was growing up in that said small town as well, I had heart issues. And I didn't know I had heart issues at the time. I was just passing out, kind of for no reason, and no one really knew what was going on. And when you're young, 14, 15, and you're passing out, you don't really know what's going on either, and so you look to the guidance of the doctors. So living in a very small town, population around 1,100, 1,200, my mom was having to drive me to larger towns. And then as I aged, when I turned 17, 18, and I was driving more, I was driving myself to these larger towns to have procedures performed or studies performed. All of this drove me into medicine, and specifically maternal fetal medicine ended up being a passion of mine because I explain it to individuals that it's kind of like internal medicine for pregnant individuals. So for me, internal medicine was a big part of my condition and learning more about what was going on with me. And for my mom, she was born with something that was abnormal and then had two wonderful healthy pregnancies in a smaller town. So I do focus on maternal fetal medicine, which as I tell people is like internal medicine for a pregnant individual. And I do work in underserved areas through full-time telemedicine. So I have found this wonderful area of medicine that I love, and I'm hopeful that you guys will continue on this journey with me to understand more about pregnancy in general. If you're interested in more information about me, about Dr. Lexi, and about high-risk pregnancies, please go to the website at drlexihill.com and you can get more information there. So join me on this journey if you're able. I'm so excited to share more with everybody out there. Again, my name is Dr. Lexi, wishing you a happy and healthy pregnancy.